Hello, homies, and welcome to day three of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, my name is Julie McGinnis. My experience with homeopathy has completely changed my life. I was in a bad car accident in 1993. Traumatic brain injury, was in a deep coma and given Arnica. The first day I was given it, and it's been like 33 years since, and I am miraculously healed, and I give prayer and the homeopathic remedy. A lot of that healing happened because of those things.
Homeopathy has empowered me to feel in control of my health, both physically and emotionally, and give me hope that the rest of my life can be different. So it's been both helpful and hopeful.
Hi Eugenie, this is Natalie. I've been using homeopathy for about 4 years, myself and my family. We use it for everything and love it. We really don't have any need for pharmaceuticals anymore. A bit tricky to just pick or think of something for like one thing for a testimonial, because it's just constantly helping us. I guess most recently I had the loss of a very dear auntie to me that I was really upset and quite full on grief from, and taking an Ignatia for that just worked so beautifully. It was nice. It didn't feel like it suppressed what I was feeling or masking it, but it just gave me this awesome sense of peace and kind of went from me kind of just wanting to stay in bed to getting up, still being able to achieve what I wanted to achieve, and just felt at peace with it all. Yeah, I think that's about it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Beth Monteroso. I'm from New York City, and I live in Staten Island with my husband and two now adult children. I was introduced to homeopathy in 2009 by some autism mom friends on the internet, one whose son had recovered from autism using homeopathy. My son, who's now 18 and a freshman in college, recovered from autism and mental retardation using homeopathy only. And my daughter, who's currently a senior in college, headed to graduate school for occupational therapy in September, is recovered from PANDAS and borderline personality disorder using only homeopathy and talk therapy. For the past decade, I've run a small grassroots family-centered homeopathic practice from home that focuses on autism, PANDAS, PANS, and Lyme disease. I cannot possibly name a favorite remedy, Of the thousands I've recommended, either alone or in tandem with others, each has its own unique but subtle vibrancy that extends beyond the materia medicas, simply with the goal of helping to create a strong vital force and fortitude for healing mentally, emotionally, and physically. Working with children who have severe cognitive impairments and seeing them heal never ceases to amaze me. I love homeopathy. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Shannon Hilkemeyer. I'm also an osteopath and I live and work in Australia. I use homeopathy every day in my practice to help change lives, and I have so many testimonials from my patients and I just love it.
Hi, this is Nicola Cutino from Goa. I'm an Indian-trained homeopath that lives, breathes, and preaches homeopathy. I live in Hamburg, Germany, and I'm privileged to teach and treat in both countries. My introduction to homeopathy came through terrible ear aches as a toddler. That was sorted out fairly quickly. As a young teenager, my interests outnumbered time on hand, from basketball to social work to journalism. As fate would have it, my parents rediscovered homeopathy around this time through a self-taught Jesuit priest in South India. I was instantly captivated and thirsting for more. Strangely, or not, homeopathy seemed to combine all of my many interests. At 18, I went to university and emerged 8.5 years later with a master's degree. Today, as a mom, a lactation professional, and a passionate therapist, I couldn't imagine my life without homeopathy. Cheers to more of us being empowered on our health journeys through the simple, elegant, and power-packed homeopathy.
Hi there, it's Linda from Clarity Health and Homeopathy in New Zealand. I'm a newly graduated homeopath and I practice in New Zealand. And I was introduced to homeopathy in 2020. I had previously started a naturopathy degree when I was pregnant with my first child and didn't complete it because life got in the way, and that child is now 28. So in 2020, when we had 5 empty nester trips cancelled, I decided it was time to renew and pursue my interest in natural health and healing. And homeopathy came my way, and 4 years later, here I am. My favourite remedy would have to be aconite. It's just a lovely remedy for shock and fright. It also has a causation of illness after having been exposed to cold wind. And in New Zealand, we have a lot of cold wind. So it's a nice remedy in winter if you've been outside and you've got chilled and you feel like you might be starting to come down with something. And a dose of aconite will generally nip that in the bud. My first case as an acute student was an aconite case. My sister-in-law's little doggo had gone in for an operation, and she was a very intense, full-on little terrier. And when she came out of the operation, she had to be crated to stop her from moving around, and she was not enjoying that at all. She hated going into the crate. She just couldn't settle. She couldn't relax. She kept following her mum and dad round and whining, and she was just quite distressed and quite stressed. The other thing with aconite is that a person who needs aconite often has some prescience about their time of death. So you can imagine a little doggy who's been taken in a crate to the vets, put under general anaesthetic, maybe actually did think she was going to die. And so my sister-in-law came to me and said, "Look, can you please help? I just can't get Daisy to settle." So I gave Daisy a dose of aconite, and my sister-in-law rang me up an hour later and she said, "Hey, is this supposed to send the dog to sleep?" And I said, "Is she asleep?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, that's great," because obviously what the remedy had done had allowed her just to relax and to let go and just to allow her body to start healing rather than in this heightened, hyper-tense state. So that was a lovely experience with a beautiful homeopathic remedy, which is now one I use often, and great first aid remedy. And I just want to thank you, Jeannie, for all your work that you do promoting homeopathy. Homeopathy Hangout is one of the places I hang out regularly, listening to your amazing podcast, and I just want to thank you for the work you do.
Homeopathy has empowered me as a mama, and we have used various detoxes, and we use it acutely for any viruses and bugs that come our way. It's so easy to get my kiddos to have the pills. We love it.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I live in Perth, Australia, and homeopathy has changed my life. Well, my family's life. Most of us have experienced great benefit from adventuring into the world of homeopathy. Specifically, my eldest daughter, who was experiencing extreme eczema over her entire body as an infant into her young adolescence, where she developed asthma, reoccurring croup, and a range of other ongoing issues, which we worked out were vaccine injuries. So after doing some homeopathic clearing remedies from the poly childhood vaccine detox, steroid detox, we saw some returns of symptoms in the short term during the course of the detox. And a year and a half later, she is eczema free. It is a miracle. We have desensitized most of her food allergies. We were having recurring croup every 2 weeks. And steroids was, you know, purely a band-aid situation. There was no healing, there's no fix. So now we treat, when we get the very infrequent croup occurrence, a couple of little pillules and straight back off to sleep. It is absolutely amazing. Now we use homeopathy for most things, from bruises. We had a, you know, incident with my youngest at 1 year of age, crushing her legs behind a bed, and it was, we thought we were going to have to get it x-rayed. One dose of Arnica 200, and in the morning barely looked like she had even had a tiny little scrape. There was no bruising, no signs of anything. I thought the bruises were going to come up black, yellow and purple, and it was like someone had waved a magic wand. We were so inspired by how well homeopathy works on so many levels. We use it day to day for quite a range of things. I use it for mood support, you know, immunity. Caliphos is one of my favourites for my daughter going back to school, calming the nervous system. It's really made a profound impact on almost every aspect of our life, health-wise. And personally, doing some of these clearing remedies, I've seen a lift in my general level of health. It's absolutely amazing, and it just inspired me to learn everything I can and how I can help my family through stimulating your body's own innate ability to heal itself, and not having the worry of overdosing or causing harm or anything like that. Just gives me so much fulfillment knowing that I am doing the best for my family and caring for them to the best of my ability. So yeah, this is my little thank you note, because it has absolutely changed our world, and we are forever grateful for coming across homeopathy and the support of Eugenie and Sharon through this little journey, because it was quite an excruciating journey. Vaccine injury is real. In our experience, it's not rare, and it is horrific for the people living through it, not sleeping through it for years. My daughter was literally waking up multiple times a night, hours screaming, trying to rip her skin off. It was horrific. There is no other word to describe it than horrific, and I couldn't see an end out to it. And for us to say now she is eczema free with a minor reoccurrence here or there, but nothing, like absolutely nothing compared to what it was, is unbelievable. So yeah, that's my short little story. Thank you.
I've been using homeopathy for the past 10 years at least. So how it started is when I was a new mother, and I had asthma since my childhood, and I didn't care about treating it till then. But once I had a baby and I felt like I had to take control of my health, and then I started taking homeopathy remedies for at least 2 years, and then it drastically changed my asthmatic issue, and I stopped taking my inhalers and the antihistamines, and that was the breakthrough that when I started using it. And since then I started using it for my family, my kids as well, and now almost for the past 3-4 years I have not taken anything other than homeopathy to treat the acute conditions. So homeopathy is a blessing for my family, and for hope it is for everyone as well.